Welcome back to Off Our Chest Podcast, episode motherfucking 30. What happened? Why are you laughing?
Why is he laughing?
Are you kidding me?
I thought it was funny.
What did he do?
He got like real close to the mic, like he was about to do the candy noise while we were going to do the intro. And they backed out.
This episode's off to a hostile start.
Look how
hostile.
Yeah.
That's him.
No, he's so mad. He's laughing because he knows I was right. No.
Yeah, he did get fucking close to the mic.
No, don't listen to his propaganda. Don't listen to his propaganda machine and the...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan. I apologize.
No, I already did the intro.
Oh, we're actually we're just jumping right in?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't have enough patience to do another one, so...
Fair enough.
Or a voice. I yelled a lot today, so...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun.
Yeah?
A lot of fun. It was cold. Only rained for like 10 minutes. But
that's good.
Ran on the field second time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a big win, man.
Far drop.
Yeah?
Very far. About 7 feet.
Is it seven?
At least.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that.
I did. I thought I was going to like break something, but like climbed over, put my foot on it, climbed on the wall a little bit, leaped off.
Nice.
Jason Bourne shit. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. Helped my mom over, Andrea, and my cousin. So dude, it was fun. It was a good time. But here's the thing, what happened, what ruined it for me. So usually on most people, when you field when you storm the field, everybody knows in the crowd like, oh, we're going to storm the field, right? Mm-hmm. So... apparently there was mixed signals with some of the ushers, and this usher got a little chippy, got a little snippy.
Mm.
And if I would have known this, I would have gotten off the field, got back in the crowd, and kicked his fucking ass. But we made our way down because we weren't near the railing, so we made all our way down. And then as I was trying to go down, the guy was like, "Oh, you can't come this way. Back up. You guys have to back up right now." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "I have a wheelchair coming through." Okay, Hot Wheels finally got by, and then. We got to the railing.
I can't let that slide. Man. I'm so sad.
So we got to the railing. I lose my wife. I don't know where she goes. I thought she was behind me the whole time. I jump over. My cousin jumps over. I help my mom. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for my wife. Nowhere to be found. And then so I call her. And I was like, where are you? And she was like, I'm stuck. And I was like, where? I was like, I'm on the field. And I look up. And she's standing in this, like, open area where that dickhead security guard, I guess, told her, like, he's like, don't move. Are you with that guy that went over there? And she's like, yeah. He was like, don't move. You're not allowed to go over there. And so she's just standing there not doing anything. And I was like, fuck this person.
Just come on.
Yeah, I was like, just come. Everybody's here. Everybody's down here. I was like, don't listen to this old guy. He's a dickhead. And then she just literally stood there for, like, 15 minutes and not moved. And she said she was stuck. And I was, like, heated. So it kind of ruined the moment for me.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I already told her all this.
That's pretty trash.
Yeah. I was like, just climb the railing. She was like, I can't.
But
I was about to lose my mind.
Didn't she eventually?
Eventually, she got down.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
But that was only because I was like, come down to the fucking field. Please. Please. I was like, it's not that hard. I don't get why you're making a big deal. Fuck that old guy. He's a dick.
That's trash, man.
Yeah. I was like, who's this guy? He was telling, I guess, all kind of people, like, grabbing him by the shirt, like, you can't go down there. I was like, Drew, touch me. Please.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do it, like, every year.
Yeah. Every last home game, you're on the field.
Yeah.
No matter who it is. Usually it's Michigan or whoever we play. Like
just before Michigan.
Yeah. But it was all right. It was fun. Michigan one was better. Because that was like the overtime win. It was just chaos. And I was like one of the first people over. It was fun.
That time
I was like, half the people were already on the field. Because the old fuckers in front of me were taking forever to get over the rail. I was like, could you jump already? I'm about to push you.
Just go.
Yeah, like, Jesus, crippled. He's old. He's not crippled.
I would fucking fall and probably break my ankle.
Oh, bro, it would be the worst.
My sister-in-law said someone, like, jumped off the railing and just face-planted.
Yeah, see, that would be me.
Yeah.
But, like, I would have jumped. I would have, like, tried to, like, be, like, smooth about it and then just, like, slip and, like, boom.
I'd have just hit hard as fuck. My lungs would have been like, oh, my God.
There would be a David-sized divot at the horseshoe for years.
Try
to jump.
As a away fan, would you run on the field if it was just something to do?
Oh, you
just
mean like Michigan pulled it off? Hell yeah.
Or like, or if Ohio State won, would you still run though? I saw some Penn State fans.
I honestly might
do it just for the experience.
Yeah, why not? You know?
Like even
just
if like
to say I did it.
If I went to the Big House and Michigan upset Ohio State, and they ran on the field, I'd do it. Just go, I say I was on the Big House. I think it'd be a cool experience.
I think that'd be absolutely dope. Yeah. I agree.
They'd probably look at me like, what are you doing?
What the fuck is this?
Like, dude, I just want to touch the field.
Right.
I want to have fun.
I just want to be a part of something. Yeah, if we ever get that bucket list thing going, we could make that part of the bucket list too, is we try to storm the field of each Big Ten. I don't know if we talked about this with you.
What happened?
We have come up with a bucket list idea.
Oh, okay.
Trying to see a game at each Big Ten football stadium.
Like during the season?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Right?
It doesn't matter if it
doesn't matter the matchup.
If it's like Indiana-Purdue, as long as it's at Purdue or at Indiana.
Yeah.
And that marks it off our list.
Exactly.
But we would go see Ohio State and Michigan at each location. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I would.
That's like a bucket list thing, though.
We need money for that, though.
Well, that's why it's a bucket list thing. Because bucket list is just a fancy word for saying it's never going to happen.
Or it could.
But you could start.
This right here could blow up.
I mean, I've already been at the Big House.
I mean, you guys are close to going platinum.
Hey, we're close, man.
Those R&B tracks.
Those R&B. That's where it's at.
Couple more million streams, man. We're going platinum.
Yeah, we're all right.
We're solid.
Selling rhymes.
Spotify. We haven't put on Spotify yet. Spotify's going to hit us up like, hey, can we get the band page?
I went platinum.
You went by yourself.
I went diamond.
Mm, that's better than platinum.
Dallas Page, yoga.
Oh my god. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude.
My bad.
We're vibrating now?
My bad.
Are you fucking joking right now?
My bad. Should've been in the pocket.
I'm so glad.
Just like
that happened to me, so you can turn your vibrator off.
I'm so glad my vibrator was off this entire time.
Just like a Michigan fan.
Yep.
God, I can't.
That ruined the entire experience.
It did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We were locked in.
We were. Now we're just distracted, and I can't think. I literally can't get on topic now.
That's fair.
You're I'm never sorry, really like on topic.
I know, but I'm just trying to make it feel bad.
I was trying to think. It's usually a little rough, but it's all right.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
You know what this week is, though?
What's that, buddy?
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I can't wait.
This is Thanksgiving
week. It is Thanksgiving week.
Like, they're hearing the Thanksgiving episode.
Now.
This week. Yeah. So, like, you guys are, we're ahead of you all.
Right. We're in the future.
We're in the future.
So, when this comes out, it will be, like, December 2nd.
And Ohio State would have whooped that ass.
We'll see.
They better. I mean, we have the best team in the nation. But I mean, on paper.
Is that me?
Yeah.
What? That is me. What are you tingling?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I was playing with my cord.
Oh.
And I kept hearing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably annoying. We should probably not do that.
Yeah, we're not.
I would want to cut you or something.
Cut me, baby. And cut me, daddy.
I can't. No, stop touching me.
What? Cut me, daddy.
Jesus. You got to cuddle?
How did you guys like the new intro? Well, we just put random songs
there. It's fun. Dope. It's fun to do, it man.
I didn't know if you would be upset because we took your guitar playing off.
I don't mind.
It's that was like trash either. That was the way. OG one.
It's either trash guitar work or trash lyric work that I did not write, by the way. I want to make that so clear that you don't have any mistake.
It's abundantly clear that we did not write any of these lyrics.
We are literally using a website to generate these lyrics, and then we are just trying to make it fit on beats that Taylor finds. Yep. So
they don't even read the lyrics half the time.
No, we would literally start off and just go.
No.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
It's hilarious to me.
It is. We have a good time with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was their idea for once.
And shout out to the crew for being sports and playing the water. What was it? Choke or swallow?
Spit or swallow.
Choke or swallow.
What does David do?
What?
Choke or swallow? Parsnips, those are two options.
It's all about the parsnips.
Christ. We know how he gets down.
Dude, speaking of parsnips, I saw a really good special down at Milichick's Market this past week.
Did you?
Yeah. For their Thanksgiving Day special, I was down there picking up my turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
$4.99 a fucking pound.
For parsnips?
No, butterball turkey.
Oh, okay. That's a really good deal, though. $4.99 a pound?
What about parsnips?
Parsnips was 3/4 of a pound. That's a lot of fucking parsnips.
That's a lot of parsnips, man. That's
97 cents.
Shut up.
That's almost more than you would need.
97 cents.
And you know the best thing about Milichick's Market?
What?
You can use Instacart to pick it up for you, so you don't even have to leave the house, bro. You can just get it done.
He knows.
You pull up the app, you tell him what you want, and sometimes in less than an hour, it's right at your door. That one right there. And, you know, if you follow the link that's in the show notes, it lets Instacart know that we sent you there, and you get some good deals, like free delivery on your first order over $35. The best thing is, not only is Milichick's Market available, not really, though, they have multiple stores available, so you can get your favorite things from all your favorites on a single order. The products you love from your local stores, hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences, delivery to your door in as fast as 1 hour. Instacart highlights deals to help you save money, which is really dope.
That is dope.
Times is hard out there.
For cookies, Toll House cookies.
And it's holiday season, so you gotta save money.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Right.
You gotta get cookies.
I'm trying.
For Santa.
Hey.
You know, you can find everything you usually buy and get some more suggestions for new items. And we pick the freshest produce and keep your eggs safe, too, because nobody wants scrambled eggs delivered.
I mean, technically, we don't, but they do.
Well, Instacart does. Yeah. Our affiliate does. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, so go check out Instacart. It's in all of our show descriptions. Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
That was good. Moving my mic. Sorry.
Man, I feel like Steve-O just said burp while he burped. That's rewarding.
About time.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, man.
I think that was your first promo you've read.
Yeah.
I might have... something else working.
Ooh.
But, can't say
Daddy.
It's not official. But
burp.
I got a little.
Hey, he said burp.
It may or may not be a merch connection.
Ooh.
So,
merch?
Yeah. So, not that we need it yet, but.
Can our first t-shirt be the picture of Steve-O?
Yes.
And the off our chest pose? That'd be amazing.
No, we're not putting my nipples on t-shirts.
Bro, no, dude, hold on.
You're already on the internet. God,
I'm not putting my nipples
on. No, hold on. Hear me out.
That's the CD cover for all the songs.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my God.
But no, you know how they have, like, the beach bod t-shirts?
Yeah.
We have the Steve-O bod t-shirts.
Oh, yes. My God.
So your face isn't there. It's just your
titties with your nips.
With you poking your nips.
With a screwdriver or something.
Screwdriver?
Dude, how many people would buy that?
I hate this idea so
much. Amazing.
At some point, we have to take a picture of my back then, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, with a screwdriver sticking out of it for some reason.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wow, dude.
That means you're gonna stab him?
Maybe.
Wow, dad. Like, wow.
Would you rather be stabbed with a Phillips head or a flat head?
Phillips head would be more pointy. The blunt head or the flat head would suck.
Yeah, but I feel like it'd be easier to stitch a flat head puncture than it would be the Phillips head.
Okay. Which side of the hammer would you rather be hit with?
Oh.
Ooh.
The ball side.
Ball side?
Yeah.
Because I think I might be able to survive one.
Yeah.
Or at least
side,
be able to still fight.
That like pickaxe.
Dude, that's just
fucking
right in your dome.
Yeah, dude. If Myles Garrett would have hit you with that in,
be a wrap.
Done. Sorry, that was a little too soon.
It was a little
early,
but it's all right. Fucking.
Yeah, it's pretty trash.
Nail gun or staple gun?
Staple gun.
All day. Staple gun, for sure.
Yeah.
I've literally thought about stapling myself. I've never thought about nailing
myself.
Hey-o.
I have stapled myself.
Why?
Why not?
I lit my dick on fire. I don't know any other reasoning besides I took flame to my penis.
Yeah,
literally, because we told you to.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You lit your you lit your nipple on fire.
Didn't you do your taint too
by yourself?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
that'd have been too much.
Taint.
That's our next goal.
That is.
Shit. I feel like a little dirty boy.
Oh, you're a good boy though.
I'm a good boy. Okay. Would you rather be weed whacked in the ear, or weed whacked across the mouth?
Oh man.
Yeah, that would fucking suck either way.
I think the ear.
I think I'm going ear too. Just because you use your mouth so much, like actually,
like,
touching
things.
Yeah, I
don't want to like have like a.
Feel like,
going,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can like fuck up your ear.
Yeah, like fuck that. Eat it. Chew it off.
All right. Would you rather have? I'm gonna stay at the lawn
care
side of it for some reason.
Sure, let's go.
The lawn care.
Would you rather run over your foot with a lawnmower?
Yeah.
Or have it project a rock into your shin?
You. Ooh.
Shin though.
Oh, I'm projecting that rock, bro.
Ooh, really? Like, I'm talking about, like, a sot. Like, it grabs it and chucks
rock.
The shit out of it.
Fuck
your
that,
shin.
Yeah. My
your shin is breaking.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not cutting my foot up.
Okay.
All right.
What do you mow the lawn in flip-flops, my guy?
Shoes, but, like, people fucking fuck up their foot all the time.
Yeah, but...
That's why there's a warning on the goddamn lawnmower. It says, don't fuck up your foot.
I know. I've come close to doing that a couple times.
There's no warning message for fucking up your shin.
There is,
rock.
Actually.
My grandpa almost power washed his toes off.
Dude.
Left a fucking line like that
Jeez,
on his toes, bro.
That's crazy.
This shit was fucked for like a month.
Dude, power wash.
Could you imagine?
Crazy.
Oh.
Power wash.
Getting power washed to death?
Just in your face the entire time.
No, dude. They just like, they cut off your limbs one by one, but with the pressure washer.
That's good.
Is there a pressure washer that I mean, obviously not.
Literally, there. He literally just said, his, "Yeah, he almost lost off. His toes."
But what, it literally was like indented, and there was like a line. Yeah. Across but
was
his
it
toes.
Like a commercial pressure washer?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't readily get that available.
No, he bought one from like his work that they were throwing out. So he just said, "I'll take it," and then he almost killed himself with it, or at least cut his fucking toes off.
Dude, pressure washers are no fucking joke.
He also. My grandpa also has had a couple riding lawnmower accidents.
Oh, wow.
He's twice gone into the pool. Twice.
Riding lawnmower?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have picture evidence of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
not just like all the tire went in. I'm talking about just fucking ramped into this shit like Evel Knievel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he just doing it in the dark?
He just said he lost control of the fucking. I was like, you're going 5 miles an hour. Have a little reaction time, you old bastard. He called my dad and was like, "Hey, I need you to come get the lawnmower." Oh, where is it? In the pool. Like, what the fuck? The twice. He's ruined two John Deere mowers because of that. I was like, maybe you should get like a regular one.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. That's what he's done.
My guy. You know what my guy over here? You know what he used to do?
What?
Mechanical lawnmowers.
How does that work?
I did that one time. It was trash. My God.
How hard was it?
It was the worst thing I've ever done in lawn care. Like, it was literally
mechanical lawnmower.
So the non-motorized ones, like the little circle blades. Yeah. You know how like in all like the old like TV shows, it's just like happy-go-lucky, just pushing it along.
Perfectly.
No. You literally have to like go forward and back over and over. And it's like 6 inches every time you go forward, and then you have to push back, and then you go forward another 6 inches.
I bet you're fucking thrilled,
bro.
I would have been. I'm done.
So it's almost, it's basically like vacuuming the lawn.
It legitimately is. Yes, that's a really good way to describe it.
Annoying.
Now I will say,
I love vacuuming.
Have we ever talked about vacuuming?
I love vacuuming.
Do you like the sound of vacuums?
I do.
Oh, does it relax you?
It does.
That's amazing.
Fuck yes.
Like when my mom used to vacuum when I was younger, I'd fall asleep fast.
Dude, that's so crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys.
It's like one of the sounds that like makes me go.
It's like that, a fan, and a couple others.
Dude, legitimately.
The sound of my parents.
Sometimes a washer and dryer.
And dryer. I do like the sound of a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Except
when it beep. I'm like, but bruh.
Oh, look at me. I have a fancy one that beeps.
We do. My grandma gave it to us.
Humble brag, bro.
My grandma gave it to us.
You know when what happens when mine goes off? It just stops.
That's all it does, dude.
I think I've had those ones before. Those rentals.
Yeah.
Those ones are trash.
The ones I had,
I had to wash twice.
Dude, no. These have actually been pretty good.
Yeah,
I had to dry like 10 times.
Oh, no. One time through, for me at least.
Yeah. If I do a larger load, I'll have to do it twice.
That's not too bad.
Dude, what about your parents? Dude,
I was just going to say, I love my parents to death. Mm-hmm.
They don't really listen, so it's okay.
Yeah, but still.
They hate us.
My parents' dryer stopped working so well. I literally would have to dry my clothes 3+ times to get them damp.
That's crazy.
Like, I would, like, even, like, do, like, small loads just to make sure it was still at least 3 times. Me doing laundry, yeah, they weren't weak loads, though.
He had a small load.
No weak flow, that's for sure.
Hey, that's a medical condition, and I will no longer discuss that on the air.
Sorry. But, that was trash. Literally, it would take me all day to do laundry. Like, if I was like...
I hate laundry. Doing laundry.
I don't mind doing laundry.
I hate
laundry.
Having to fold.
And I hate putting it away.
Back can be...
Yeah. Like, I just want to leave it in the basket.
It's weird, though. I'll be in moods where I'm just like, I want to put all the laundry away. Like, I need to put all the
laundry
away.
That's because
That's because it, like, piles up.
And you're gay.
Hi.
Yeah, see?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What are you doing? Pyromaniac.
I don't know.
You and this fucking candy.
Let's see what it does.
All right, would you rather have to do laundry every day for the rest of your life or do dishes every day for the rest of your life?
Laundry. Dishes. All day, fucking
dishes, easy.
No dishwasher, though.
No, I'm good. Yeah, that's mine. I don't mind it.
Okay.
I don't ever do them, but I don't mind it.
100% dishes. I mean, laundry.
Oh, dishes, cool.
No, dishes can suck my dick.
Oh.
David, how many times have I lived here? And how many times have I done this?
How many times have I lived here?
You've lived here numerous times. And you have done the dishes twice.
Like a handful, yeah.
Yeah, like literally I can count on one hand how many times you've done the dishes.
You don't even put them in the machine?
No, he doesn't like to use the machine.
No, he does the machine.
You don't like to use the machine?
I've never used the machine. And like,
oh my God. I get this whole Audi thing again.
I get this from my mom.
Fucking.
But, what's going on?
Like.
Trevor. What?
Trevor? Calvin? Who's Trevor?
I have no idea. All
right. You have a new friend, don't you?
I do.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Should be a new host.
David.
Yes.
Continue with your fucking story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, God. Anyway, fuck. It's like therapy for me sometimes doing dishes by hand. Like, I don't know. It just, like, helps me, like, zone everything out and just.
Again, that makes sense.
Hi.
Anything else you like to do that's, like,
kiss wifey?
Would you rather.
Hey, yeah. Let's just rush right over that.
Would you rather.
Yeah.
Drown in.
No.
Honey.
No.
Or. Jump in hot marshmallow.
I would rather jump in hot. I'm not drowning. Drowning sounds terrible to me.
No, I think I would drown in honey.
You don't want to go in a hot marshmallow?
No, because I feel that. I feel that
how hot are we talking?
Yeah. Are we talking like.
Are we talking about like melted. It's going to melt my skin off?
It's going to burn the shit out of you.
Melted fucking marshmallow.
Yeah, it's going to burn the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no, I'd rather. Because you're probably going to die, right? Because if you jump in, you're probably going to die from. Like.
For reference. The marshmallow that you have when you make Rice Krispie treats, right when you pour the Rice Krispies
in. Oh, yeah, no, thank you. Yep. Yeah. Honey.
You're jumping in that or you're drowning in honey.
Honey all day long.
I guess honey. Either way, it's absolute.
And also, I don't know how they discovered this, but they're supposedly drowning is a very euphoric way of dying.
Oh, well, that's fucking, I can't wait.
Because, like, once your body, like, realizes what's going on, it's just like, fuck it, we're dead.
Well, you should know, you've been close a few times.
That's very true.
What are you doing?
He's trying to fart.
Oh my God.
I was farting. I didn't want to be disrespectful this time and like poop on the microphone again.
Like every episode you've done.
Yeah, I don't. We should stop doing the like left or right game, and we should start assigning these because he literally farted on one.
He did.
Well, I've had this shit one for three fucking weeks, so we can just fuck off, okay? This one is a piece of shit.
That's how you get pink eye, man.
Why don't you like that one again?
Fucking Wiggles, dude.
What do the Wiggles have to do about this?
Yeah.
It's the Wiggles!
You don't ever touch it. You don't have to touch it.
I do, though. Like, I fidget and shit. Shit, I just fidget. I just fidget.
This fidget is so hard.
Fidget the midget.
Oh, fidget okay. The midget.
If I had a kid, I'm gonna name, if I had a kid and he was born dwarf, I'm naming him Fidget.
Yeah.
I told Andre what I want to name our future son.
Oh.
What is that name?
Maximus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maximus what?
I told her I wanted Maximus Alexander Deweese. Oh. Because his initial would be mad, but she said she didn't like the middle name.
You should do Maximus Prime.
Maximus Prime.
MPD, bro.
And then I think the other one was like some type of other Roman name.
Octavius.
Maximus means, like, the golden one, I think. And then...
I like that.
The other one I have is, like, the great one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean,
badass.
That's fitting. Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to name my son Ivan the Terrible.
There's a high probability
you Ivan the Terrible?
Have a kid.
Probably not.
Yeah. Ivan it's the Terrible?
That's all right, though. Like, that's a new thing nowadays.
I mean, it is what it is.
It ain't what it is.
It ain't what it is.
I'll tell you that much right now.
Kids are scary.
In high school... I decided that I was going to name my firstborn child Simba Sue Whoop Evans.
Wow.
But you got to say it right, though. You got to be like, Simba Sue Whoop
okay.
Evans.
Wow.
Wow, you went to Brookhaven, didn't you? Yeah. Must have went to Brookhaven.
Must have.
That's in the suburbs, we'd be like, nope. I'm not saying
nope.
That.
Nope. My kid's name is going to be Trevor or Maximus.
Or Kent.
Trevor.
Or Kent.
Kent. Ooh, Kent. Who hates their kid enough to call him Kent?
I know. Fucking
or,
Kent.
What about like Carrie, but like it's a dude?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With
terrible. Yeah, dude.
Fuck
yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
I hate those dudes. Anybody, people with a name like Kent, like a Trevor, mm-hmm. Those dudes are douchebags.
Trent.
Yeah. Most of the time. Oh, yeah.
Trent.
Yeah.
I remember I knew a Troy.
Actually, I know Troy. He's really cool.
No, fuck him.
No, he's a good dude.
I'm sorry.
Do you know any Kevins?
Yeah, I actually grew up with one. He was a dick.
What is your Kevin?
He was a friend of a friend. Remember BJ?
Yeah.
Met him through BJ.
How is he?
No drugs. That's what that means.
Kind of.
Okay.
I could tell by the reaction. Usually when you say, hey, man,
he had a good heart. He was a little weird.
Yeah.
Like Randy.
Do you remember those, like, your weird friend you grew up with?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Now you're not, you don't really
still stuck
to
around him for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you, that worked out.
I've had enough of this shenanigans.
But, like, all the little kids, you have that one, like, friend, and you're like, that guy's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, I definitely.
I had that kid that lived in the corner that I like to hang out with. He was a little weird.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. There was a kid that lived in the corner.
Oh, I thought you said he liked to stay in the corner. I was like,
No.
What's going on?
The kid lived on the corner of my street, and I hung out with him, but David didn't hang out with him.
Yeah.
Why? Were you?
Just wasn't my group.
Yeah. He had a group that...
He was
black. We lived in the same neighborhood, but there, I had a group, and he had a group.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. And I had a couple of kids in my group that were, like, those weirdos that were just like, yeah, we're cool. Like, yeah.
Or you have, like, the badass kid that like, wants to fucking, like, hey, let's go cut the tree down. I'm like, why?
They're always like throwing rocks at like cars or doing something stupid.
Like, dude, let's like slash the tires. I'm like, how about we don't?
Let's go steal some kids' bikes.
Yeah. I have my own bike. Yeah. So
I'm fine. I like my bike.
Like, my dad scares me, so I don't want that wrath. You remember the wrath of the parents' look?
Bro.
That's what my dad, all he had to do was give me the look. I was like, I'm not doing anything.
Dude, to this day, if I'm out in public and I hear a whistle that sounds anything like my mom's whistle, I am literally looking around like, where's she at? What
happened? She's going to kill me now.
Right.
This happens.
I'm that well trained. What does it sound like? I can't mimic my mom's whistle.
Try it.
I really can't.
Just do it.
Hold on.
You suck.
It's like. That's terrible. That was so trash.
Welcome to first time whistling.
What was that?
She would literally do that, like that melody, though.
Huh. Oh, why would you do that?
I'm sorry.
What happened?
Nothing.
He's a dickhead.
I'm not a dickhead.
You know why
a dickhead.
He is? Tell him why he is.
Because that's rude what he just did.
Okay.
That last whistle I did, that was the whistle for my dog.
Wow.
She had her own, like, melody.
Speaking of sad.
Let's talk about
it. Did y'all see Tim Tebow's video?
No,
that shit was sad.
I refuse to watch
Don't watch that shit, bro.
What is it? Wait, what? Tim Tebow has a video? I didn't even hear about this.
He put his dog down. Well, he's put his dog down, and he's like on the hospital floor, like feeding it cheese. Bruh. Nope,
I can't.
No. Nope. I started watching. I was like 2 minutes in. I was like, nope.
Way too real.
Dude. I grabbed my dog.
Yeah.
Nah, bruh.
I don't watch those type. I've learned I don't watch those type of videos because it makes me get all fucking teary-eyed and shit.
Yeah, that's like one of the few videos where I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I will avoid that like the plague. Like, I don't want to think of my dog like having to do that. Like I've already came to the like conclusion. Like, I know it'll happen, but I'm gonna enjoy the days that he's around. Yeah. So he's only four, so we got plenty of time.
Plenty
of time. But yeah, I can't do like the whole pet thing.
Yeah,
can't do all that.
Pets suck.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
Like every dog I see on like the adoption like websites, they're like, "Hey, Frankie here. He's a puppy, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, I want him.
Yeah.
I'll love him forever.
Every time I see one of those things, same thing.
Dude.
Except the Sarah McLachlan shit.
Dude, anytime I hear
yourself.
I don't. Dude, if I'm out in public and her music just comes on like the radio, it changes automatically. Yeah. I'm just changed.
I'm like, I hate this song.
I can't listen to her.
No.
Because all I picture is like the saddest, most abused animals I've ever seen in my life. I'm just like,
Do you love animals?
No.
You know shit.
No, I don't. I hate
Here's
animals.
$10. What? How do I know they're getting it?
They're
you
not.
Don't. She's getting it.
Absolutely.
She's a stuck-up fucker.
We gotta pay for her song somehow.
Her songs are trash. Terrible. Like, I get it. It's a sad song. Then there was, like, the same one, like, hey, you could feed a penny to an African kid.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh,
it
dude.
Didn't make me feel bad. He has a couple flies on him. Relax. Get some
Wow.
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 Jesus Christ.
My guy.
Wow.
Solid delivery, and you almost held on.
I couldn't.
Man.
I broke. Cut. I tried to go through that. I'm working cut. I'm good.
The no. face. I think it was the face change after he was like, he just has a couple flies on. Yeah. You're like, yeah, man, I don't want to see that. Like, yeah. He just has a couple flies. I was like, oh, I was not ready. Are you gonna try to boil water? What okay. are you doing?
I'm gonna try to light the water on fire.
You That's can't. You gotta possible. Put something on top of it.
Yeah.
Dude, how come it's lighting right now?
It's not lighting right now.
I'm putting the fucking thing on top of the water, dude.
It's not lighting the water on fire, though, my guy.
That's so fucking weird.
What's weird? What Bill Nye?
Happened?
Why doesn't the water get fucking hot from where the flame was?
Because you have to, dude. Oh my god.
You need to go back to like third grade.
Bro, what is happening right dude, now? Can you not melt the cup, please?
No, yeah. I'm not.
That's a Clipper's cup, but those are expensive.
Yeah. All right. That was a $10 beer.
Yeah.
That someone else bought. Have you ever used a lighter before?
You're still trying to light the water on fire.
Why don't you try sticking the...
I've got it. I'm on the tip of the fucking thing.
And the next time we record this, can we have hot chocolate?
Yes. There's not...
I actually almost, because at
dark
at work.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, you like the dark chocolate, hot chocolate?
I like chocolate. Are you like one of those light like chocolate
Swiss
fuckers?
I just like Swiss Mist, dude.
With
Swiss
marshmallows Mist. Or without?
I mean.
I like both.
The little like, ones. No, I like, you like buying the Jet Puff. Ones. Like, yeah. Yeah. That actually like melt and like.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
that,
know
like,
You know it's really good hot chocolate?
Who's that, my guy?
Bob Evans.
Really?
Fucking delicious.
Down on the farm?
Yes, down on that goddamn farm with the kids with the flies.
The kids with the flies.
I'm sorry. That's rude.
Those kids were just buzzing, bro. That's all. Kids were just buzzing.
This guy.
That's I am what
You've
I
done
am.
Enough singing.
Yeah.
I am what I know.
You got to save those golden pipes.
My throat hurts.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
It's because we got, I think he got you sick. Or I got him sick.
Yeah.
My wife got me sick.
I don't know, man.
Oh, wait. Because my patient zero is...
Patient zero is Andrea.
Andrea.
What a dick.
Here's the thing, man. Pretty sure mine is just a sinus infection, which I'm pretty confident is not contagious. So I think it just happened,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks, Dr. Austin.
I think it is just what it is.
Yeah, this guy. Hey, you know he's his doctor.
If anything, I'm Dr. Phil.
So what the fuck I get? Just a random...
Catch me outside.
Yeah, what do you get, then?
We work in retail, bro. You know how many germs we come in contact with every freaking day?
True. It's nasty.
Yeah, man. You know how dirty money is?
It's not.
That is gross.
Like, for real.
Like, every time I go, like, to the casino and play the games, I immediately wash my hands. Because I see people, like, eat popcorn. Dude, people, like, eat popcorn and then touch the machine and then eat. That's disgusting. What are you doing? What is this now? You guys are, like,
it smells really good.
What is that flash? Oh, is that the candle?
Yeah.
Threw me off.
Dude, did you like to smell it? Here you go.
Okay.
Smeller.
It does smell good.
Smeller.
That smells good.
Smeller.
It smells like the...
That will do you.
Prototypical, like, candle, though.
It is a prototypical candle.
Yeah, like, it smells like a... like
bro, this is cranberry mandarin.
No.
Show it some respect.
That's prototypical as fuck.
It was made in the USA, too.
Do you like hot cider?
Love hot cider. Oh, love it.
Have you had hot cider?
No, I've never
so
had
good.
It.
So good. You never had it?
Pumpkin show.
So good.
Mm. It was good.
You can also add, like, whiskey or bourbon to it.
Mm. I typically don't eat hot things. Hot chocolate is a rare exception.
Drink? Hot chocolate's amazing.
You don't drink hot things?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, you eat a peppermint, lot of hot stuff.
The Starbucks peppermint hot chocolate, when that comes out, then?
How's that?
Fucking titties.
Have you? What's the regular hot chocolate like? Have you ever had it?
It's good.
No, I've never
also
had
it.
It's
had,
a, it's like
it.
A, it's like a dark chocolate. Mm. Because at work we sold the powder mix that you could make at home. That's really good.
Is this as hot as fucking Tim Hortons? Have you ever had their hot goddamn
no,
hot
Starbucks
like
does,
lava?
I feel like Starbucks does a really good job at serving it at hot, but like
at a good
sippable.
Sippable hot.
Their
yeah.
shit's like, hey, put a fucking glove on
because
yeah. the cup's gonna melt.
Have you ever gone to the Zoo Lights and gotten hot chocolate there?
Dude.
No.
Literally burnt my lips off one night, bro. Because I was sitting there freezing my ass. I was like, yeah, hot chocolate. I go to take a swig. I was like,
dude,
like
that
Daenerys
shit
is dragon.
Dude, that shit is literally boiling back
bro, literally.
Like hours.
I think they just bring it to a boil and just keep it at a boil all day long. I'm just like, what the hell? Just
they serve it fresh out of a boiling pot.
I didn't know I was asking for Satan's diarrhea to go down my throat.
Dude,
my
the,
God.
The worst I've ever burnt my mouth was from that.
Right? I'm glad, dude. I'm pretty sure.
Dude, then your tongue feels like sandy.
If you get hot chocolate from the Zoo, you cannot, you literally can't drink it for like 50 minutes.
No, you gotta, the first thing you do when you go to Zoo Lights is buy the hot chocolate.
So you can drink it.
And then by the time you get to the back of the zoo, you might be able to take a sip.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
like,
hot.
And, I mean, you're trying to walk, so it's like.
Well, that's actually kind of nice because if your gloves are like kind of shitty or whatever, like it kind of like goes through the gloves.
Yeah, it warms it up a little. But I'm talking about when you're walking, then you're trying to sip. Oh, so then you got to try to time it. It's kind of like being in the car.
Yeah.
You hit a bump, you're like, fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents did that to me and burnt my shit.
Why do you have shit to your gloves, my man?
I have in the past. I have upgraded my glove game, though.
How's your glove game now?
I found these bad gloves I want.
Oh, yeah?
They're at REI.
REI? Yeah.
I've never even been there except once. They're like $158, I think.
Gloves?
Yeah, they're leather gloves. No,
thank you, sir.
They're fucking nasty.
He does like him some leather gloves.
I do love
though.
Me some leather gloves. Oh, really? Gloves. Yeah, I love leather gloves. It makes me feel like an assassin.
I feel like Loro was talking about leather.
Like, I put my fucking leather gloves on, I'm immediately Jason Bourne.
That's the second Jason gloves. Bourne reference he's made tonight.
I like Jason Bourne movies.
I don't fuck with leather
I've
gloves.
I've actually never seen any of Jason Bourne movies. What? Are you kidding me?
Neither have I.
What do we watch around
movie
here?
Movie nights.
Yes, movie
nights. I recently watched the live-action version of Lady and the Tramp on Disney Plus, and that was trash.
The dog's cute, though.
The
one they got from the pound.
Yes, very cute.
Yeah.
But overall trash.
Why? I don't remember the original one, to be honest.
The most important thing I remember from the original one, they took out of the new one, so.
Oh, so it's like,
why?
What was that?
The Siamese cats.
Oh.
We are Siamese.
I mean, aren't those like kind
of racist? Oh, they were super racist.
Yeah, that's probably why they did.
Yeah, it's absolutely why. But yeah. Bullshit. If it was cool back then, you just got, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been watching a lot of Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that show, man.
Never gets old, bro.
I've not watched it yet.
Have you actually? You've watched it before, though.
Bro, I've never even heard of it.
Legitimately, Boy Meets World was one of the first TV shows to ever make me cry.
Which one?
The season or the series finale.
Oh, bro.
When Mr. Feeny walks into the empty classroom and just goes, well, class dismissed. Yeah. I was like, I lost, dude. Mm-hmm. I lost.
Apparently you didn't watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he was talking about his dad. Nope.
Okay, hear me out. Too. Hold on. Hear me out.
That one's good.
I watch Boy Meets World weekly.
Okay.
Fresh Prince was a little bit before I started watching TV, so I watched on the reruns. And yes, the first time I ever saw that episode... Yes, absolutely. That performance Will Smith made.
I think everybody choked up on that.
It was like that one, and then when the one where Will Smith gets shot, and like Carlton wants to go shoot someone else, and he's telling him to give him the gun. That was a good. You can tell how good of an actor he was, or going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, bruh. Yeah, that one.
Bro. Yes, I was just going to say.
Speaking of which.
Bro, please tell us. Get it off your chest. Okay,
speaking of A. Any streaming service, y'all need to come out with fucking Fresh Prince, please.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Excuse me. We deserve this show out there. It's an amazing show. Somebody needs to find it and put it the fuck out there.
I don't know why it's not already.
Bro.
Dude.
Like, what are we doing?
It's for years, it's never been on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if now that Netflix and Nickelodeon have signed a deal, since they own it for Nick at Night, that'll come out.
The Wonder Years, bro.
Oh. What would you do if I sang out of tune?
That was a good song. Wendy's hot ass. Wendy's hot.
Dude,
I had a crush on her
when
I was younger.
I would much more appreciate Nickelodeon Plus than a Disney Plus. That's just personal.
No, and we've had that conversation because you were
put like the 90s shit on there.
Dude,
Rugrats, Doug, fucking all that.
I would kill to see Keen and Kel.
Yeah.
I would love to rewatch that show. All that.
Yeah, all that was good. What's the other
one? The Amanda Bynes show.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes.
Fucking, what was the one? The Thornberries?
Thornberries. Wild Thornberries, dude.
Jimmy Neutron.
It was like right at the end of my time, but I fucked with iCarly.
Okay.
I never watched that, but that's cool.
I never watched that. That's okay. I'm glad you have so much confidence.
What's her name? Jennifer Jessica?
McCurdy.
Yeah. Smoke show.
Yeah. What was the other show? And there was one that, like, that was kind of like iCarly. Had Britney Spears' sister in it.
Oh, what was her name?
Something one something.
Jamie Spears, right?
Yeah.
What was the name? Wasn't
it something like, wasn't it like one Jamie? Something. Yeah, there's another number. There's a number in there.
101?
Joey? No, it's not Joey. There's a O-E.
Ooh-ee.
I know there's a O-E. I can't remember what it is.
Zoe?
Yes.
That's it. Zoe 101.
Yes.
Zoe 101.
I knew there's a number in Zoe.
That was it.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. We worked that out.
Yeah, we got that out. That was a team effort.
That was. Well,
that was
done,
a pretty
guys.
Good show.
Well done.
Not bad, I guess.
Yeah, that was a great
fish. I had a crush on her, too.
She kind of looked like her sister.
Yeah.
Just different.
Just a younger version that I could connect with.
Ooh. Yeah, you could.
With my hand and my genitals.
With my hand and my genitals. That was good.
What other shows on there?
I tell you, honestly, bro.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Ooh, yeah.
I was scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know why I watched it.
I wonder how cringy it would be now, though.
It's probably
I'm sure it's super cringy.
It's like the OG Goosebumps. Probably terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what did I just watch? The Luck of the Irish? Didn't hold up well.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that.
Well. It wasn't terrible, but there are some points.
What was that one where he turned into a mermaid?
Or a 13th merman? Year?
Yeah.
Trash.
But that was terrible.
What a terrible story.
Because I remember
line.
When that came out, I was like, this is kind of weak.
Yeah.
But it was a Disney Channel original, so
and
you
watched it.
It.
But those ones through those years were shit.
The Smart House, I still rock with it.
I didn't watch Smart House, but the rollerblading one.
Brink. Brink holds up.
Brink was
so
dumb.
Good.
Brink's
and
good.
The motocross girl, motocross, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
That was good.
You know what didn't hold up again? Remember Double Me or Double Team or something? When there's two twins and they go in the WNBA. And it shows them through like high school, college, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold up well.
No?
No, because there's a point in the movie that I didn't catch this when I was younger. Got this now when I was older. They give the hurt twin the ball. And there's like 7 seconds left. And she's standing there, not dribbling, not like moving. Nothing. Not doing anything. No defender on her. Take a three. No.
Nothing.
And then, like, literally a good 10 seconds has gone by. They show the clock again, 6 seconds. I was like, how much goddamn time does she have? So then she starts doing this, like, ankle move where she's, like, moving her feet up and down. And then she, like, gives her, like, a pivot step and then drives, which, again, okay, you have 6 seconds. We're at 15. Then she passes it to her sister and they win the game. It took too long.
Was it in slow motion?
It was, kind of, like, half slow-mo, half,
sounds
like
they really showed the fundamentals of basketball.
They really did. A lot of footwork and boring.
Wasn't there a movie called like Just in Time?
I think so.
Yeah, wasn't he like a time traveler? Or like something along those lines?
Time travel is always pimp.
Because that like it came out.
It does sound familiar now. Yeah. I just remember the name. I don't remember the premise of like the movie. It was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
You know what I haven't looked? Does Disney Channel Plus have the famous Jet Jackson? You remember that show?
That was a Nickelodeon show, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Disney.
It might have been Nickelodeon.
I think it was Nickelodeon, bro.
Let me look. If Nickelodeon comes out with that shit, that was my shit.
Yeah, because Cousin Skeeter was
R.I.P.
the same thing.
The main guy. Famous.
Was it Cousin Skeeter in Nickelodeon?
Jackson.
I'm not familiar with Cousin Skeeter.
You don't know Cousin Skeeter, my guy.
Cousin Skeeter, bro.
Doesn't sound.
Let's see.
So it probably was Nickelodeon because I wasn't like big into Nickelodeon.
No, it says Disney, right?
Yeah, it was Disney Cinema. Famous Jet Jackson movie. Damn, bro.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, remember him? He's dead now.
Wow.
He, like, killed himself. So, RIP. Yeah.
Wow. Dude, look up Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter, bro.
See what Dave remembers it.
Cousin
Skeeter.
Skeeter. I don't know if I remember this.
Bro, y'all remember Cousin Skeeter, bro.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
The Muppet,
yeah.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
With her in there. She was hot. She still is. Megan Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
She's good.
She good.
But no, there's a lot of good shows that they like haven't touched. I don't know if Famous Jet Jackson's on Disney Plus, but
if it is,
I need to find it. Smart Guy's on there. Still
yeah,
kind of holds
smart
up.
Smart Guy.
It's still good.
Was Sister Disney?
I think it was.
I don't think that's on there. Maybe it is.
Sister was dope. I don't know.
Sister was a good show.
Wait, no, that was like, wasn't that like WB or UPN?
I think it was. Yeah.
Wow. That yeah.
Did
that
you guys
makes
watch?
Sense.
Wow.
Wow.
What? What?
Okay.
Wow. Jesus, I thought my comment was bad.
Okay, so we had a conversation last night, right?
We did.
Okay.
I
don't
know what direction. I came to the conclusion that if I got to choose a place on David's body where I got to brand a swastika into his skin
okay.
as a burn, I would as well get a swastika on my skin. But okay. I would be fine with that because he would have a swastika on his skin as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this all started because that same screwdriver he has in that infamous picture, he was playing with his lighter.
Yeah.
Like he normally is, and he was heating it up. And he, like, tried to scare, like, he touched me with it, the hot end of it, and, like, scared the shit out of me. He's like, oh, shit, that was hot. And he was like, just let me burn you. I was like, okay, fine. So I let him burn me because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And then it, like, scarred over and, like, bubbled up and shit.
It was fucking gnarly. It was, like, instantly burned.
And then he was like, bro, what if I did a swastika on you? And then that's where this all continued. It all went from there. Because I was like,
so
bro.
So where would you put it on him?
So I said, like, right here.
Yeah, because we made a rule that we couldn't it couldn't be, like, a job-ending tattoo.
Okay.
Like, so it could be on the hand.
But, like,
if
you went to the swimming pool, it's out there.
Right.
Exactly.
So my theory behind it was I'm putting it on his forearm so he has to wear long sleeves forever.
Yeah.
Smart.
Right?
Yeah, because you couldn't even, like, you could only go so high.
Yeah. So you're always wearing a hoodie or long sleeves somehow. That would suck.
That's torturous.
Right?
Yep.
And where especially would you put on him?
I'd probably do the same, but it wouldn't matter because that was the point. That's what was so frustrating is if I told him, yeah, you get to put a swastika, like you get to burn a swastika on me, but you have to put one on there too. I know how fast he would do it. And I could just picture in my head, like us in social situations where like he would show his swastika and people like, bro, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, well, David has one too.
I'd probably put on your guys' testicles.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Only because once you're about to have sex and the girls look like looking, it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Thank God I'm not.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
Thank God I'm not about to have sex.
You're not?
No.
Why not?
It's dry, boys.
Are you going what's that called?
Celibate.
Yeah, celibate. Yeah, he's going celibate. Now.
Celibate.
That means, no masturbation.
Come on.
Yo, I heard the record scratch on
that. Yeah, he's cut.
I'm a little celibate.
Okay. Half.
I'm dirty celibate.
Yo, yeah. I've been celibate for 6 hours.
It's facts.
It's like intermittent fasting. I masturbate for 6 hours, and I'm celibate for 18.
6 hours. That'd be a long
time. It's my intermittent fasting masturbation schedule. It just is what it is.
Well, it's just training for the beta-thon.
Masturbator-thon.
Yeah. Masturbator-thon, bro. Yeah. Should be fire.
I'm going to call my dick the Masturbator-thon Mega 6 3000.
Ooh.
That motherfucker's.
Gang, gang.
The 6 and the 3 equate to how many centimeters it is, but nobody else knows that besides me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's good.
36 centimeters. That's like 3.6 millimeters.
No, dude, that's hard and then flaccid.
Yeah. What are we talking flaccid?
Oh, we're talking hard.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying that's your measurement. 6 inches hard, 3 inches flaccid. You double up.
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
Bow.
Bow.
That's above average.
You can make 6 work.
I mean, 6 is where it's at.
Damn, Taylor's just big dick, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help him.
I'm trying to help him.
We gave him an above-average score.
Especially if you got a little girth on there, bro.
What's your score?
Huh?
What's your score?
I don't know what my score is.
Score yourself.
Square yourself?
Score your dick, David, on a scale from 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
One bite, everybody knows the rule. My dick, I'm going to say 5-3.
5-3?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Like sex game-wise?
Hey, no one's a 10, bro.
Okay. I'm not saying I am.
What's one by
Loro? I want to hear what Loro's dick is.
There's two different me's. Everybody knows this. Most time when we're just not going crazy. I would say like a 6. It's like a 6.5.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm pretty confident in my skills.
Okay.
When Loro's checked in, it's like about an 8.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because it's kind of serious.
Ooh.
I'm like a 1.4. You're not going to order me. You're definitely not coming to pick it up. But if it's there, you might touch it.
If
it's in the free snack bowl, you might as well fucking play it.
They have run out of all the other dishes in the restaurant.
Right.
And you're real hungry.
I'm like,
and the lights are on.
My dick is like light blue cheese dressing. Nobody touches that shit in the fridge until it's the last fucking thing you have to do.
Last true.
And you have to put it in the
That's
macaroni
a real
cheese.
Good description, my guy.
That is. That was good. That was impressive.
Yeah, man.
That was good.
I am what I am.
You are.
But.
What?
I think you're ranch dressing, my guy.
I'm Ranch Dressing. No, I'm Catalina, motherfucker.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Catalina.
Catalina's good. Do you love Catalina?
Wine mixer.
Do you like Catalina?
I don't know what that is.
French dressing?
Never had it.
It's delicious.
Oh. Okay, you're coming over this week, and we're making salads, and we're making spaghetti and garlic bread.
Dude, have you ever used Catalina?
And we're watching Jason Bourne.
As a dip for chicken nuggets, like...
Have you ever used what?
Catalina dressing is like a dip for chicken nuggets.
For what?
To dip your chicken nuggets in.
To dip what in?
I hate you so much.
He literally thought you did. I was wondering how many times you were going to say chicken nuggets. I was like, bruh.
Chicken nuggets.
I was like, has he not caught on to this yet?
Here we go.
Okay. You're the only person I know that does that and then puts the mic near them.
Oh, I lost my... Oh, my God. I lost my condom, boys. Oh, my God.
Are you sitting on it, bro?
He's sitting on it.
Oh, my God.
I'm barely confident.
R.I.P.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Oh, it's about time for bed, boys.
It is 1 o'clock.
I know. Time for a midnight snack.
You know, the only way we can end this.
What's that?
It's Ohio State Michigan week.
Yeah.
Go blue.
We'll talk shit, Dave.
Let's do it. Go blue, baby. Go ahead. No, you're right. It's that time of the season.
We're not doing it out of spite. It's not like we're not going to be friends with them.
After hearing Indiana's stats on their team, I feel a lot better about Michigan. So whatever you guys say, it's fine.
Yeah, that's a really good quality win against Indiana.
That's not what I said.
Because our win wasn't any better.
It's not what I said at all.
51-10, I think.
Was it 51-10?
I think.
That's awesome.
I don't know what it was.
Hey, man, it's okay.
I lose track as we win so much.
I know. It's hard to keep track.
You'll have a lot of fun in the Outback Bowl. It'll be really a good time.
Yeah.
It will be.
You'll play Florida State or something.
We'll get a Bloomin' Onion.
Or the Capital One Bowl. They're fun.
What's in your wallet? That's what
I have.
Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, you're definitely playing like December
29th. No, Jim Harbaugh wants to go to the Idaho Bowl so he can get some more fucking potatoes. So he can describe
Don't eat chicken because that's a nervous bird.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
Did anybody else get confused?
No, it is a nervous bird.
Since this episode will air after the Michigan game.
It will.
Oh, another Steve-O prediction.
What is your prediction?
Oh, what's my... Oh.
I mean, we all know.
We're going score.
Are we going realistic or are we going fantasy?
I was just
going
to ask. Do you want...
Because in his heart...
Can I get both?
We're doing what you think the game is going to be.
Okay, so fandom aside.
So, okay. As just a sports fan...
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were just a neutral guy.
Okay, I will say.
Here we go. He's going to try to sell Michigan.
No, I'm not going to sell. Okay. Can I talk?
By all means.
Can I finish?
By all means.
Okay. So, Michigan's...
Sorry. Could help.
Michigan's offense has gotten hot ever since the second half of the Penn State game. They have played a lot better than they have all year ever since the second half, right? It is in Ann Arbor, which means something.
It does.
Definitely. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it being like 35-21. No State.
So 14-point victory.
Yeah.
I think that's the spread, actually. I think they said we Money's opened up spread, at 14.
Bud. So what is your prediction there, Zach?
I don't know. I've gone back and forth between, like...
63-0.
There's a part of me... No, I'm way smarter than that.
75-0. Sorry.
100. When it comes to this game, like just like the Auburn-Alabama, and you name the other big-time rivalries, stats, records, rankings go
Doesn't
out
matter.
The window.
Yeah. That's what
With
makes
that
this
being
game
said,
amazing.
On paper, we're better in every single position.
Absolutely.
So, if we play like we did today against Penn State, I would say it would be a lot closer, but I think we'd still win kind of like we did today because of our defense. We haven't had a defense in 7 years since we won the national championship, so 6 years. So I'm going to say 28-7.
That's
fair.
It's going to be low scoring, 3-score game.
I'll give you that.
Even 28-10. I'll even give them 3.
I will say I think that's another thing that benefits Michigan is the fact that Penn State did kind of play a physical game against you guys, and physical games that are close like that seem to have a hangover effect the next week.
Yeah, but...
Not all the time, but historically.
It would if it wasn't this game. Like, if it was like we were playing, like, Indiana after a physical game, I'd be like, damn, they could maybe take advantage. But when you're like, you get up for Penn State, now you're getting even higher. Because Ohio State plans for this shit, like, the entire year. It's like,
right.
Well, like their coaching staff says, like, from day one, like, yeah. They say, like, mm-hmm. You have to win this game.
I think it will be a flawless execution on Ohio State's side.
Oh, you're going, like, are you going, like, drumming, like, last year's game?
41-13.
Whoa. All right. That's pretty ballsy there.
That's fair.
What makes you say that?
I just think we're the best team in the fucking nation.
I'm not going to lie to you, honestly, like. I'm not.
I honestly think we are too.
But I agree. Like, yeah. There's not a weakness that I have seen on that team yet.
Usually,
except for maybe if Fields got hurt.
And I think that
which almost happened.
Right.
And I think that raw. I mean, this is perfect world. Whatever.
Right. Exactly.
And I think this is raw. Like the raw emotion.
No injuries. No like. Yeah. You know, fluky shit going on. But
I feel like if I was Coach Day. I would not.
I think Dobbins is going to have a fucking.
Game. I was just going to say, even if it does get out of hand early. No second strings at all that game.
No,
everyone stays up, pad the stats like crazy.
I don't like the whole like second string people playing. Unless, I understand if it's Maryland, Rutgers, they're fucking terrible.
Yes.
The worst teams I've ever seen. I don't know why they're in the Big Ten. But if I'm playing Michigan, everybody knows this is like the rivalry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put up 100.
Yeah.
And if, just like Woody Hayes said, oh, why'd you go for two? Because they wanted,
couldn't go for three.
I would go for two. If I'm up six, like we were last year, 62-39, I'm going for two every fucking time. And I'm doing like this the whole fucking time.
Yep.
Eat my ass.
I agree.
That's what it should be. And this whole, like, oh, where's the sportsmanship? Fuck that. Fucking play with some balls.
That's kind of how that's what I'm thinking Ryan Day is thinking in his head. So I think if everything goes according to plan, I think we'll
you know one thing before Dave goes? If we had Urban Meyer, I'd be a lot more nervous.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree.
Because these last three... I mean, granted, when we played Michigan, we showed up most of the time. But, like, for some reason, toward the end, I don't know if it was health, whatever it was, he lost his edge. Yeah. And Ryan Day's brought that edge back, plus some.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just going to say, is this game is probably the most important game to Coach Day right now. Because this is his signature.
Yeah.
Like, they've looked this good under him. Now this is the key matchup. Like, this is where he has to go ruthless. He has to... This is going to set the tone of his coaching career.
Yeah. You can't start your first year off and lose to Michigan. Especially when you've dominated
every
single fucking game.
Now, if I could, as a Michigan fan, I know you guys said perfect world for your analogies.
Yeah, perfect world for you.
Perfect world for me.
Chase Young,
God, let
Fields,
me tell you.
Nope, all break
legs. No injuries, no nothing. Perfect world.
Okay.
All right. This would reset the rivalry the way it should be. This is the perfect storyline for Michigan to do what Michigan has done in the past.
Yeah.
A number 12 ranked Michigan, probably the number one ranked OSU, which is rightfully so. They should be the number one ranked team in the nation. Going in the Ann Arbor and beating them. Close ass game.
Yeah, because it's happening both ways.
42-38, something stupid like that.
High scoring.
Yeah, I think it's just they balls to the wall, just keep attacking. And it ends in like a fourth quarter pick or something like that. We're just done. And Michigan pulls it off.
Hmm.
But OSU wins the Big Ten championship and still makes it to the
playoffs. That's another thing that could happen. Yeah. If they did give, say we lost 21. 17.
Close game.
We would drop maybe one, and then or two. Maybe, today they put us at six.
We're still the best one-loss team.
Yeah.
And then we go on the Big Ten championship and stomp Minnesota. They're going to be, oh, put them in. And then I guarantee you we win the national championship.
Even if you don't stop Minnesota, even if you guys just win.
Even if it's like 35-14.
I think you guys still win. Yeah.
I think they fucked up by putting two SEC teams in the this year. So if they have a really good Big Ten team, they're not gonna do that again.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because that's the thing is they've proven that the Big Ten has I cannot say the word that's in my head right now, and I have no idea. Thank you. Has been validated. because they have ranked so many Big Ten opponent or Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
So, it's proven that they do care about the, like they are paying attention to the Big Ten. We also have the most bowl eligible teams.
Yeah.
Of all the power conferences, so that's dope.
The one thing, like, I remember going into last year's game, that was supposed to be like Michigan's moment.
Yeah,
like,
because they're the number one.
Even going in into it, I was like, bruh, like we're gonna. I was like, this is gonna be a close win, or they're gonna beat us because we have no defense, and our offense is good, but we're one dimensional. We can only throw the football.
Yeah,
and I don't know what happened to Michigan. I don't know what the fuck. Hey, it's a crossing route. Perhaps run something different.
Yeah, I was saying. That was trash.
Even as a football fan, I was like, bro, all we're doing is running crossing routes the whole game, and we're ripping apart. I was like, why not make an adjustment? How about some zone thrown in? But no, every year, this game, when it comes to it, it doesn't matter if Michigan's undefeated or Ohio State or and the other team has no wins.
Yeah.
There's always an opportunity for an upset.
Yeah.
So this if game. You're any fan and you're like, oh, man, we got this easy, you're not a real fan and you don't know football because this is the rivalry. This is what Ohio State and Michigan fans live for, unless you are Dave and you say Michigan State's the same level. It's not. I'm sorry, Dave.
I didn't say it was the same level.
He did. Did I he said, not? He said, I said they compared said it to
in Michigan.
In Michigan. That's right.
I didn't say it's the same level, though. Nationally, this is the biggest
this
rivalry
is the
in
game.
Football.
Yes. It's way better than Auburn.
But in
Alabama.
Michigan, it means a lot to the kids because they grew up in Michigan.
Yeah, you play your hometown.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the state championship, basically.
Yeah.
Every time they
it's
play
It's like Browns other. And the Bengals.
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah. Like but nobody same rivalry. Cares. Or Ohio State, Ohio. Ohio I feel like. I'm sorry, I can't even say that. I can't even say that with a straight face. I like when the OU kids say, like, oh, man, we get to play. I'm mad because they didn't recruit me. How'd that 68-0 taste?
Like, you remember when they were trying to be the Ohio University?
Yeah, I was like, guys,
it's like, come on,
it's not going to work. You have to win something in order to have a douchebag name. You can't say the if you haven't won a national championship.
Yeah, the Ohio State University.
Like the one guy said, the Memphis University.
Mm-hmm.
Or the University of Memphis. No. No, that's not how it
Trash.
Works. Yeah. But we did look pretty bad for trying to copyright the.
Right.
Except no. It's the. Hi. That's not how it works. Sorry. You can't just change the pronunciation.
Get
the copyright.
I just want to say one thing. Go the Ohio State University.
Go Ohio State the. They go, huh? But no, I actually bought a shirt for this game.
Yeah.
Bringing it out.
Ooh.
Woody Hayes.
Yeah?
My first Woody Hayes shirt.
Nice.
Got it from Homage.
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 Yeah.
Homage. Homage. They're cool. I like
homage.
Their shit.
Oh, man. If I was a skinny dude, I would buy some shit from them.
Yeah.
I'm not, though.
They don't have fat dudes.
So they have fat person prejudice, which is a little sad.
Yeah, even cool. Like their like XL's a little snuggeroo.
Oh, yeah. That's because it's like
damn.
That slim
Yeah,
fit.
I was like, can we get like a larger breed? Jesus.
Nah. You gotta be skinny Christ. To show people.
Let me get XL Husky.
Oh, and speaking of the highs, I don't know what you guys are doing. I heard you guys got a bunch of plans on the table. My dad said that you guys are more than welcome. He has said you're not allowed to cheer. He said he might fight you. So
fair
I'm
enough.
Just kidding.
That's fair. No, I understand that.
Can you imagine? Do not clap. Like, Jesus. Relax. No, my dad actually, here's a funny story about Ohio State Michigan game.
Oh,
so it was like 90s. I think we lost.
It wasn't 97,
was
it?
No.
Cause that was
it was like 98, ever. 99, whenever Cooper is still coaching. So we lost. So after the game, my dad's already pissed. So they go, hey, let's go play touch football in the park. So my dad's like, okay. Well, the other team happened to have a Michigan guy and like some, I think a Charles Woodson jersey, he said. And the guy came across the middle instead of like two-hand touch, just fucking shoulder checked him and broke his collarbone. My dad said, stay the fuck down. I was like, hey, it's two-hand touch. Relax. He's crazy. He used to burn shit. He used to throw like Ohio State hat, flag, shirts, whatever he had, light it on fire after every game we lost.
Wow.
He's insane. That's where I got my fandom. I've never lit anything on fire, but I've been close when I was younger. Yeah, I wanted to light some shit, but we have to say we've been spoiled.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, 90s sucked. Up until like 2001, everything was good. Except 03. We lost, and then we went another while.
Well, I don't know. I hit that wall.
Yeah. But no,
I love
so
that you have a gaslight now,
we
bro.
Will
That's
see
my favorite.
Who's happy in the next episode.
Yeah, I will say this. Before we're into Monday and the week officially starts. Mm-hmm. Best of luck to you guys. Mm-hmm. May the best team win, mm-hmm. but fucking go blue.
Yep. Hope Chase Young sticks his dick in Shea Patterson's ass.
God, they probably will too.
I think he will. Dude, he's...
Bro, McCaffrey is going to be the ending quarterback of that game.
He is by far the best college football player I've ever seen. And like, maybe of all time.
He's impressive, man.
Like, I haven't seen a defense been like this before.
My favorite moment of the year in sports so far is when Chase lined up his linebacker, mm-hmm. and the whole Badger offense was like, what the fuck do we do now? They had no idea.
Timeout. That's when you know.
They sat there for 20 seconds trying to be like, bro, what's he doing? What's he doing?
And the camera happens to zoom in, and he's like, they don't want this. Yeah. Like, they're afraid. Yeah. Like, that's amazing. But we will see. If we lose, how are we going to be? Will we be upset?
No, I know how you're going to be. I know how he's going to be.
I usually handle losses pretty well. I usually can take my fandom out of it, unless it's like Purdue loss when we just get our dick kicked in. Yeah. That I don't understand. I don't understand how that happens. But like a Michigan game, I can get it. If it's a close game, at least, I'm okay. And usually I'm like,
if
I can move on pretty quick.
If we do lose, I will be rocking Michigan attire.
Right. Yes. Yeah, we didn't talk about that on here. We do have a friendly wager going on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
And if vice versa.
Yeah.
Dave will have to wear a Ohio State jersey.
But not only do you have to wear it, you have to wear it for the rest of that day.
And create a social media post.
Yeah. And in all your social media accounts, you have to have a picture and saying go blue
whatever. Are we going to text each other during the game?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. If we're not together,
we'll be texting each other. Just in case.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to text you even if we're together. Like, bro, do you see that sack? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
On that bombshell.
Holy shit.
I burnt my hand off.
Pyro over here almost caught the apartment on fire.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, we're going to end the episode. Okay?
Yep, bye.
All right, thank you guys for listening to another episode. This has been episode 30.
Skokie, Illinois, we love you.
Yeah. Shout out to you. We are out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Go Bucks.
Go Blue.